It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life. Brought to you by Final Net Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Bob, wake up. Dear! Wake up, I heard something.
Wake up! Wait a minute.
I heard a noise.
What's the matter? What?
I heard a noise. It was like a door slam.
Wait a minute. If there's a burglar, he's certainly not going to slam a door, right?
I'm not sure it was a door. It was a sound. It's kind of muffled, but I know I heard something.
Honey, no. Don't turn on the light.
I think we better go downstairs and investigate. Get up.
Yeah, okay. I might as well. You won't give me any rest till I do.
I'm going to go with you. Here's your bathrobe.
No, you stay here.
No, we don't have anything to protect ourselves with either. I think we should have a gun of some kind.
No. I won't have a gun in the house. You'd get so nervous, you'd probably shoot me if I came in creeping in late at night.
Maybe we better call the police instead of going downstairs. I mean, we don't have anything to protect us, do
we? No, I'm not going to call the police. You're always hearing noises. Remember the night the cat knocked over the lamp? You had the police whizzing up here with the sirens screaming.
Just the same. If you're going downstairs, you take something to protect yourself.
Such as?
Oh, one of your wooden shoe trees here?
Oh,
here, take it. Have something in your hand.
Okay.
I'll take the pepper.
Okay. Wait a minute. You take the what?
The pepper. I keep a little sack of pepper by my bedside here.
Pepper?
I throw in someone's eyes if they start to attack me.
Where'd you get those ideas?
I don't know. It was a movie I saw one time, or maybe I read it. I don't know.
Well, if there is someone downstairs, he must have heard us talking by this time and has gotten out the back door.
I'll turn on the hall light, dear. Dear, now, call first. Call first before you go down, dear.
Anybody down there? Oh, well, that's kind of dumb. If somebody is down there, he's certainly not going to answer me.
What's the matter?
It's all right, Aunt Maggie. Just go back to bed,
It's not all right. I thought I heard a noise downstairs, Aunt Maggie.
Oh, my goodness. Burglars.
No. I don't think it's anything at all. Now, please, everybody stop worrying. Just go back to bed, Aunt Maggie.
Well, I am certainly not going back to bed. I'll come downstairs with you.
Yes, I think you should.
What's going on?
Nothing. Your mother thought she heard something downstairs.
I didn't think I heard.
I'm coming with you.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I'm not going to stay upstairs alone.
Me neither.
Well, we're not going to let you go downstairs alone, dear.
No.
I can come with you.
No, there's safety in numbers.
Now, look, please. Will you all please stay right here, and I will go down and check the entire house.
We're coming with you, dear. You are staying here.
Now, stay right up here.
We're going to stay right here at the head of the stairs now.
What is it you think you heard, Mother?
I don't know. It was just a funny sound. It was kind of muffled, you know, but I mean, I know I heard it.
I think we better go downstairs.
I think we better lock ourselves in a bathroom.
Well, I'm going down. Daddy down there alone.
All right. Let's all go.
Don't trip on your nightgown, Aunt Maggie.
No, I won't.
Dear? We're coming down. Keep turning on all the lights.
Okay, well, there's nobody in the living room. Nobody in the den.
Debbie, look in the hall closet, will you?
Okay.
I'll check for kitchen.
What about the basement?
I'll check on that right now.
There's nobody in the hall closet here. I'm really scared.
I think we should call the police.
No, we are not calling the police.
I think we should, Daddy.
I have gone through this with your mother all our married life. She hears more noises than anybody I've ever known.
Well, there are certainly a lot more burglaries now than there used to be.
Where are you going?
Down in the basement.
Oh, no. The basement door is bolted, so they couldn't get up that way anyway. I don't want you prowling around down there. I mean, with all those dark corners. Turn on the outside light.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Where was it? In the garage.
Somebody's running down the driveway.
Oh, my.
Get out of the way.
Where are you going, dear?
Out to the garage.
Are you crazy? You stay right here. Call the police.
Aunt Maggie, Mother, Aunt Maggie has just fainted.
Call the police, dear.
And then, officer, After my wife thought she heard something, we all came downstairs. We turned on the outside lights.
And then I saw a flashlight running down the driveway. Well, not a flashlight. I mean, somebody was carrying a flashlight.
Are you all right, Aunt Maggie?
Yes. Yes, I think so. My heart is just beating a mile a minute.
Excuse me, but would you like me to get your aunt into the hospital? I mean, you know, sometimes these things are a little too much for the, the elderly.
What do you mean, elderly?
Oh, he didn't mean anything, Aunt Maggie.
I am hardly elderly.
No,
I'm sorry, ma'am. I mean, you just said your heart was pumping.
Well, I am perfectly all right, thank you.
So you think it was just a bunch of kids, huh, officer?
Yeah, we're pretty sure we know who they are, but we can't seem to catch them in the act. They've been stealing gas out of a lot of cars lately. You'll just be lucky if they didn't put sand in your tank, too. Or water, more likely sand or sugar.
Sand
or
sugar?
That's just great.
Well, I know one thing. We are going to get some decent locks and bolts on our doors and our windows and the garage.
Well, it's the smartest thing to do these days. Out here in the country, you're not up against the professionals so much. You can get in most anywhere, but you've got the kids, and some of them are getting pretty clever about breaking in, you know, taking radios and color TV, that sort of thing. And when they can't find anything else to do, they just siphon gas out of the tank.
Especially with the cost of gas going up.
Oh, that's right. Well, look, I'll make a report here, and you see anything that was taken out of the garage?
Well, I don't know. I can't see anything, but then I can't remember everything that was in here. If I do, I'll let you know.
Right. Okay. I'll say goodnight now.
Oh, my goodness, let's get back in the house. Standing out here in our night clothes, Aunt Maggie, you're going to catch pneumonia.
I am no more likely to catch pneumonia than any of you. I do not like being treated as though I'm on my last leg.
Come on now. Well, get in the house, all of you.
Oh, Aunt, I did not faint. I may have felt faint, but I did not faint.
No, all right, Aunt Maggie.
Oh, honestly, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll never get to sleep. Gives me the creeps to think of somebody prowling around our house.
I know. Gives me the creeps to think of somebody prowling about in our house. And tomorrow, dearie,
if you
don't do anything else, you know, you have been saying all right, for ages.
Tomorrow, I will get a locksmith out here and discuss all the possible safety precautions, okay?
You know, my hands are just shaking.
I'm shaking all over.
Well, you get back up to bed, dear. You have to go to school tomorrow.
I won't be able to sleep.
Why don't I fix us all some hot chocolate?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good idea.
Wanting to rush me to the hospital.
Well, Aunt Maggie,
no. Calling me an old lady.
He didn't say you're an old lady.
He was a young policeman. You know how young people always think anybody over 40 is old.
Well,
why don't you find the chocolate in the pantry, Aunt Maggie, and I'll get the milk warmed up.
All right.
You know what that's going to cost if those kids put sand or sugar in my gas tank?
I do not think about it.
I should have had a lock put on my gas tank, as you warned me to do.
Well,
don't say it.
Well, it can't be helped now.
My, it's just terrible, terrible. I can remember the days when we never locked any of our doors. Nobody ever thought of such a thing.
We locked our doors when I was little, but then we put the key there under the mat or above the door, you know? First place anybody would have looked if they wanted to get in.
Well, I'm going to have some toast with my hot chocolate.
All right.
Anybody else want some?
Yeah, fine. Mm-hmm. That sounds good, honey. We'll all have some.
I bet I know who those kids are.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't start accusing people. Leave that to the cops, huh?
I bet one of them was that Findlay kid.
Maybe so, but don't go around saying so. We don't want the Fiddleys winding up suing us for slander.
And they would, too. She won't hear anything against her darling boy.
Well, they don't care what he does. They never come home anyway. They're off in Florida half the time. They just got a housekeeper living there.
Okay, therefore the boy has a problem. But it is not your place to go around saying so to anyone that you think he's the one who's stealing things.
Well, even the cops said that they're pretty sure who's doing it.
All right. But if you say so and it gets repeated and they can track it back to who said it, you, or most likely me, or we can be sued, and you just better keep that in mind.
Okay, I put in the bread for toast, dear.
Well, here's the hot chocolate.
Oh, fine.
Oh, my, such excitement.
Now, look who is finally ambling out to the kitchen. Our glorious watchdog.
Oh, Woody's such a sleepy boy. Oh, such a big yawn. Feels so good to stretch, doesn't it? Oh, Mommy's boy, Alex, such a nice doggy.
Where was he when we needed
nice
him, huh?
Doggy.
Boy, that's some watchdog.
I'm not saying every time I come to visit you, there's never a dull moment.
Yeah.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed. 4-Way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Ah, 4-Way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some 4-Way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finalnet sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by 4-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.